Gym Leader Nate, that was such a good, yeah, that was a good joke, thank man. You gotta, thank you. Yeah, you know, yeah. You gotta bring that back.
Yeah,
more.
Bring, yeah, it was.
That's gonna be like your catch.
I was trying to keep it clean, so maybe next time, Gibbledang, we don't add so many like racial impressions, but. You know, but it was decent.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I try to keep it dirty style every now and then, but yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, the dirty style.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of dirty style, though, let's get into plugs, guys. What do you guys have to, anything you want to plug? I know we talked a lot at the beginning of this episode, but we got some time for some plugs, I think.
I won that Mega Man contest, so shout out to me, yippee.
Woohoo.
Yeah, woo.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Yeah. What else?
Shout out to my to my college professor for like never giving us updates on our grades, and now I have no idea where I stand. Sorry, anyways.
Yeah, woo!
Did I fail or pass? Who knows?
Shout out to the movie Bogonia. Like I know it's like an hour long description of the whole movie, but yeah, go check that shit out. That was
riveting, honestly.
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry that I made Bugolgi. I misunderstood the episode and what we were doing, but got a lot of food.
It kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for audio, it would be good for podcast audio, yeah. You know, making Bugolgi.
Bugolgi. All right.
Thanks again for listening and watching Where We Catch Podcasts.
Yeah. All right.
That's bye. Woo.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.
All right, that was good.
That was a pretty good episode. All right, cut. Good job, guys. It's me, John Carpenter. I'm here for my paycheck. I directed this episode.
Oh, frick, hold on. Sorry, let me write that right now.
You think you're the ones that pay you, mate? You have to take that up with the studio heads, mate. Okay.
Oh no. They started making.
Fucking hate studio heads. That was in my contract. Dollar, you can take that was care in my the contract. Payment. All right, fine. Here you go, Mr. Carpenter. And as we said, it's going to be called John Carpenter's No Dumb Idea, episode 99. Jeez. Ugh, fucking hell. All right, now he's gone. I think I'm going to be my trailer, guys. So I'll catch y'all later. We got an episode 100 coming up soon. We got to record.
I think
got a couple hours.
I think I'm going to be in his trailer, too. So, all right, Nate.
All right.
I'm going to be at the bar.
Yeah.
You guys need me. I'll be around the street. Right, somebody text me.
Oh jeez! God dang! Yeah. Can you scoot over a little bit, mate? It's been a long day.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Gib. I mean, you know, I forget you don't have. You know, we left your trailer back. You know, down under. I'm sorry.
I'm not from Australia.
Studio's fucking fault. No, you're not.
No, from the UK, mate.
Oh. Sorry. Well, I mean, the trailer
scoot
still
over, mate.
I got sent to the wrong. It's a stool, dude. I don't know how I can scoot really much more.
We could just keep going in circles like we usually do, but God, I hate sharing a trailer with you, but you know what?
Hey, you gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
I think my manager's actually coming over in a bit too, just a heads up. I know we have different managers, so.
No, we have the same manager.
I think that's him.
Yeah.
Or do we? You schedule the same guy?
I actually have an appointment with him right now.
Let's say his name on the count of three. Okay.
No, I'm already here. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, I heard you shitheads talking.
Oh, it's
just
my
so
manager.
You know, these trailers are tiny.
Thomas.
We can all hear you as we're passing outside the trailer. Okay? Just for you know for
you're
now
or pissing?
And for the last couple weeks, just so you really are aware of that. All right? Okay, so first of all, that last episode... You guys better hope that they don't fire your asses. This kind of performance is shit. All right? You, Gibbledang, why are you still talking like you're British? You, Dala, why have you not slapped him on screen? We have several people giving us a lot of money to finally see you slap him, and we hear it in audio.
I'm trying to get away from that. That was like my old bite, you know? I know that's what I made my bread and butter on, but I hate being typecast. I don't want to be typecast.
You should have thought of that before you made your debut as the co-host slapper, okay? It's your shtick now. This is the gig, kid. Once you got a shtick, you got to drive it home.
I drove it home with the parody of Will Smith slapping all the parodies I've done.
Not enough. No one gives a shit about Will Smith anymore. You got to become the slapper.
I know I've made some racially questionable comments, but do you think that we should be doing an all white remake of the Will Smith smack with Dala and I? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't understand. See, what we are doing is we are removing race from the conversation by giving multiple instances. That way people truly understand the emotion behind the slap. This is what Hollywood's all about.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right. Yeah. You do have two Hispanics doing like a version, right? For that airs in Spain. And
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I remember
and then next one we're doing Bollywood.
Okay.
We're going to go through all of them.
Let's cut to that.
Who's the actors for that one?
We haven't found them yet.
Let's cut to that.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure one of them is going to be Dev Patel. Let's be real.
Oh my god.
All right, quiet on the set.
Roll sound. Sound production, take two.
Welcome. Welcome to come to these bars often.
Yeah, well, this one a lot lately. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know. But I'm one of the stars of that podcast that films down the street. So yeah, we're pretty important.
So you're my brother and me? You're one of the brothers?
Yep. Yep, that's me.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Andrew, right?
I'm the one. Yep. Mm-hmm. That one. That's me, Andrew.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what can I get you?
I was hoping to get let's see. Can I get two whiskey on the rocks? Two screwdrivers and two plates of French fries. It's right here and here.
Got you right here. I'm putting the order for
bartender,
the fries.
Bartender. Hi, yes. Can I get two whiskey on the rocks, two French fries? Wait, are you?
Huh? Me?
Are you Joe Rogan?
Oh, I get that a lot. No, I'm actually, well, I'm that guy from My Brother and Me, but I do look exactly like Joe Rogan. That's totally understandable. Mm. You're kind of spot on. So, I actually do, you've probably seen me doing my impressions work, because I do stand-in work for Joe Rogan. So, I'm basically also Joe Rogan when he needs me.
He goes, Andrew, and he spits on you and leaves.
Oh! Why does that ever happen every time, no matter what name I pick? Fuck.
Oh, man. Hey, here's some napkins messes. Here. And here's your four drinks. The fries should be coming out.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Can I have his two whiskeys and two fries, too? I'm on that Joe Rogan diet. Yeah.
Fucking can't tell me I'm doing a fucking British accent, whatever. Fine. I could just be normal.
Hi. Hey, you're Gibbleding, right? Hi, I'm one of the caterers. I'm just here to help.
Dala, you know, I don't want to play any games right now.
No? None?
Oh,
not even one?
You're not Dala. Who are you?
Hey, my name's Jennifer. Sorry, I'm one of the caterers from Thomas's Catering. You know, here for serving.
You look just like my friend Dala. Whatever.
Oh.
God, I just, everywhere like I go, co-host? I can't just get rid of his face everywhere I go. God. Just takes a handful of cheese slices and just puts them on, I'm also bare hand grabbing everything,
that
too.
That kind of does, that looks like him, too. Wow, the cheese plate that you put together kind of looks like Dala.
Looks,
I mean,
down at cheese.
Is there any, like, maybe feelings you two have? I mean, for each other?
Anger, fear, loathing, disgust, maybe.
That sounds like, it sounds like some, like, unprocessed, like, feelings for each other, maybe, by chance.
I just,
you know, like, when you hate, like, it's like you love fuck someone, or you hate fuck someone, I mean.
I only know love like fucking, that. That's the thing. All I know is how to love fuck people. God, some may say it's my downfall, but yeah. I think things have been rough ever since Gym Leader Nate forced us to share a trailer after he co-opted mine.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, the two of you being together, you know, it's going to cause a lot of conflict. And, I mean, a lot of sexual tension, I'm sure, is growing from that as well.
Are you sure you're not Dala? You?
No, you? No, totally.
Tugs on beard. I don't.
Ow. Please don't do that, sir.
Just trying to put on my plate.
It's a real beard. I mean, to be fair, Dala. Oh, or here. Let me get the little like trimmer for chicken and. Here you go. Here's some hair.
Thanks.
I just had to shave it off. Kind of like a falafel or not falafel. What is it? Shawarma. Kind of like shawarma.
Okay. Or like tacos.
Sorry, I'm new here. This is my first day. I forgot
it's
to mention.
It's your first day.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, where are you, Jennifer?
Here, sir.
What is this I hear about you serving your hair as condiments to our actors?
I mean, it was a request, sir. You said any requests must be met.
Jennifer, when I sucked those guys off to get you this job, all right? This is not what I did that for, okay? It doesn't matter if people have weird requests. I'm the one who do the weird requests to get you the things you need. You don't have to then do weird requests for them too, okay? I already did the blowjobs.
Wait.
So should I be shaving your beard? Or trimming
yes!
your beard for-
Yes! You should be doing weird stuff for me! I got you this job. That's how Hollywood works, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Chef.
It's okay. Listen, this is your first time, first gig. That's just how Hollywood works. Here. Gibbledon, you're here. Can you please help me explain to her? Once, you know, if I do the weird gross thing to get you the job, now you owe me the weird gross stuff, right?
I'm just looking at this guy like, blowjobs and sucking dudes off.
Uh-huh.
Dala, is that you? Tugs on your beard.
All right, it's me. It's yeah, me.
I know.
You got it. It's Dala. I'm sorry.
Suddenly Dala in a trucker hat comes out. Oh, you just got Dala, bro. Holy shit. Look, there's a camera right there. There's a camera.
Oh, shit.
Right there. There's a camera right there.
Yo, show. Cameras, get up. Get up that fisheye lens.
There's
island.
A camera. There's
get the
a
snap
camera.
Zoom.
Holy shit. Back up.
Yo, that cheese.
That cheese is a
Dala.
That
cheese was actually a camera.
Oh, yeah, and it's a camera. It's a camera Dala.
And a dollar too.
That's right. We've been pranking you for months, getting you to fall in love with your hoe.
I never said I was in love with him. If anything, I think he's in love with me.
You are now. Hey.
We got a trailer later, baby. We can love fuck or hate fuck, either one.
I mean, careful. We all hear. I mean, we can pretend that you guys haven't, but we all hear what happens in that trailer. Like everybody who walks by can hear.
That's just me, actually.
It's almost like we want you to hear.
Just me masturbating.
That's just, yeah.
It's like, oh, Dala was gone that weekend. Huh? Yeah. Oh.
All right, so what did you need me to do with the lights?
I want you to put the lights up there so that it's red and everything in here needs to be red.
Okay, are you...
Because it's going to be...
Are you mocking the way that I talk?
No, it's me, the possessed director of David Lynch.
What are you talking about? I'm, fine. I just think it's very strange how you talk like me. I think it's pretty fucked up if you're mocking me, and that's a fucked up thing to do.
No, definitely not. Hey, I totally got this guy believing that I'm sound like that. Anyways, as I was saying, the lights need to go up there. Oh, shit. I sneezed. Anyways, put the lights up. Thank you. Gesundheit. All right, I'm going to go over here and read the script with Gym Leader Nate. If you can put the lights up there. All
right.
And make sure all the props are in place. Doop, 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 doop. Walk over. Gym Leader Nate.
Yeah, sorry. I was taking a long lunch.
I appreciate you being here. I have the guy doing the lights, so everything will be up ready for the 100th episode.
All right.
It's going to be crazy.
Good. 100th episode, big thing, you know, entirely blue themed. I'm ready.
Blue? It was supposed to be red.
What? We talked about this. I said my color is blue. I only look good with blue lighting.
All right, I have the dark red lights set up on gym leader Nate, as requested.
Dark red? Dark red?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Give me this!
Yeah, deep red. Ah! This is supposed to...
My deep red!
Gym leader Nate...
Are you fucking serious?
This is supposed to be a homage to Dario Argento's Deep Red. The blue, it'll look good on you.
I don't know how we know. I'm supposed to work like this. When I make my requests clear, and you hire little fucks like this one over here, who's just gonna let you put red wherever you want. Is that right? You just got your little peons putting your red everywhere.
We'll talk to the studio. We could maybe the best we can do is purple. We can put some blue and make it purple.
Purple? Do I look like Oprah to you? Do I look like Oprah?
Yeah. Yes. A little bit.
Kind of from some angles. Yeah.
Yes, from here.
Oh, yeah. From this side, I can.
Oh wow.
Let me tell you, if I could be a little forward, I think you've got the shape and the volume of kind of like an Oprah. A lot of, from up here, it looks like there's a lot of junk in the trunk.
Oh!
Oprah's known just like
Oprah. I didn't know anyone noticed.
Oh, yeah. You know, Oprah's signature junk in her trunk.
I'd like to see if there's a car underneath my chair.
Unfortunately, you know, I didn't think anyone would notice my great donk, because usually it only looks good in blue!
It will look good in purple, we swear. We'll get the lights, the studio, we'll get it all sorted.
Deep red.
I swear to God, if I end up looking like some stupid Elmo motherfucker, I'm coming for you. Do you understand that? I'm going to put you and 9 other people inside Dala and Gibbledang's trailer. I'm going to lock you all in there.
Oh, no.
This wouldn't be the first time you've done one of these.
I know. So you know
Remember
I'm
the
serious.
Last controversy?
You
Remember
know
the last. You don't want to do that again.
It was 14 people last time. I'll go more.
You're stealing everyone's trailers.
I would like to see you try
for different rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I need my sauna trailer. I need my reading trailer. I need my badminton trailer. I need my jerk off trailer. You know.
If you needed the, I think that's where Dala and Gibbledang have been locked in. Actually.
Oh, no, don't worry. You haven't seen the jerk-off trailer. That's, no one's seen that. It's...
So you...
That, yeah, I keep that
you
one
got
in.
Got two.
All right, sir. So, I know we wanted to focus on t-shirts and hats. So, first we have a couple of hat options. Now, this one's gonna have all three of your faces on it, right? The only difference is, like, there's gonna be three versions of it, and on every one of you is gonna be saying, "Get a load of these guys," and pointing at the other two guys, but, like, it's a different person. The speech bubble's attached to a different head each time, so it's a collectible!
Okay. I kind of like that.
It sounds kind of like it should be a shirt, but instead it's a hat. But just wait till you see the shirt.
Wait till you see the shirt. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah. They kind of go together. They pair together.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I think they go together.
This is the shirt. Okay. It's and he pulls out a shirt, and at the bottom of the shirt is like a brim.
Okay, so I like the brim.
Yeah, so we've got the shirts with the brims.
Yeah.
And we've also got the shirts with the bills.
Yeah, and on the back you can adjust it. You can make the shirt a little bit tighter, a little bit looser. Yeah. Now, we know, it's mainly because we know that your fans of No Dumb Idea, you know, they're very sloppy and disgusting, and they're always dropping shit everywhere. So this brim
Tiny
will be perfect. Yeah, or goblins even.
Oh, yeah.
Minions.
I think our analytics showed us that, like, most people listen to this show when eating Sloppy Joe, so this is actually perfect for our demographic.
From Singapore, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, from Singapore specifically.
Honestly, from what I've seen around here when I showed up, it looks like most of the people who make this show do it while eating Sloppy Joes too.
Or cheese.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you know, our best listeners are also work here, you know? You can.
It's relatable. Pipeline. So what next, yeah. What we got is the Sloppy Joe backpack.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So,
okay.
I know you're thinking, like, is this a backpack with Sloppy Joe on it? No. This is a backpack for you to put your Sloppy Joes.
No longer will you need to carry all these aluminum or tin cans. No, you can just crack that can open, fill up the backpack. Then you can just travel anywhere you want to with a backpack full of chili or whatever we said. Takes backpack.
And then here's the hose that comes out so that just like a Camelback water bag, you can just suck your Sloppy Joe directly from your backpack.
Very discreet.
That's good. Okay. I see, too, that little pocket has, like, a little bun warmer in case you want to bring some buns with you.
Yeah, see, you have a good eye.
This is...
Good eye. You caught that. We put a bun warmer.
Perfect product. Perfect. No... Okay, no comments on this. This one's perfect. I like these. The backpack, the shirt, the hat. I will say the hat, I think, would be great if, you know, the front, you said, is going to be our faces. On the back of the hat, can it be the back of our heads, too? So it's kind
of
like...
It's actually the back of your
face. You see your face, and then you see the back of the head. Oh, perfect. All right. I like that.
Yeah, I guess we could change it, you know, if you really hate our idea or whatever.
It's fine, Terry. It's fine. I guess
we can make some changes.
They're sucking into everything else. It's fine.
I thought this was our job, and we were the this one's our job, right?
No, you guys
we're the professionals?
It's great. Terry. Yeah, no, it's great.
Terry,
it's just,
calm down. They're already lapping it up. It's fine.
Look.
Okay.
Like, okay. How about we move on? You guys have any more, like, one more thing? Like, action figures?
Also, the backpack says no dumb idea.
Shoes?
Just for reference.
Oh, I would hope, yeah.
Oh, you would hope? Okay. Oh, you would hope?
Terry.
You hope that we did our job right?
Relax.
I'm sorry.
Look. Well, it's fine. The back of the head thing, forget that. I said that. It's fine. You know, we can, maybe we can make another set of hats in the future that have just the back of our heads and the back of our faces.
Terry needs to relax a little bit. Maybe we should put him in a corner.
Sure.
Pulls out the giant ball with a shackle on it, and then ties it up to.
It's ball and chain time.
Ooh, does that have no dumb idea written on it? Is that merch?
Turns it, and it has no dumb idea on it, which leads
me my god!
That's right. It's ball and chain time.
You guys got me.
It was all an act. It was all an act.
You guys, this is like a real Shark Tank.
We got
fucking
you.
Situation. This is awesome. Okay.
It's true.
That's right. Believe it or not, a lot of your viewers have kids. And what do they need to do to control those kids while they want their own time to listen to the podcast?
Shackle them up.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. That's perfect. And then you can even be like, oh man, I got the old ball and chain at home, and it's literal. For the listener.
Yeah.
That's, you know, because we always reference that on the show, so it's like perfect.
Now, we haven't gotten these legally cleared yet, but seeing as how the world is just gestures broadly, we're just going to go ahead and sell it, and we'll probably be fine.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. I like that. That's like, we'll wait till, you know, it's like, don't ask questions.
They still make vapes that taste like cotton candy. We can sell this.
We're an LLC anyway, so we got this.
Yeah. Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness. You know, I like that. That's a good mentality. So we'll wait till the lawsuits come in, and then we can figure that out. We got a pretty good lawyer team, like, here. They're really great. Amazing.
All right. And we had one more. Phil, do you got that last one?
No, I thought you had it.
I didn't take it out of the house today. I thought you grabbed it on the way out. We have a last one.
We did sign a deal for 5 merch.
Yep, for 5.
You only showed me 4.
And
so.
We have.
Is there any last ones at least?
We have the No Dumb Idea shoe. Now, I you didn't notice, I've been wearing them this whole time.
That looks like a regular Skechers shoe.
Common misconception.
Grabs Nate's shoe and
tell him
with a Sharpie and writes a... It might look like a normal shoe, but on the other side, it's got the word No Dumb Idea written on it.
That's right. Oh. You know how lucrative all those brands for shoes are. Nike, Skechers, Air Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all them.
ADI can be, yeah.
And the kicker, the pun intended,
oh.
the kicker.
Oh,
These shoes okay, only like come that, like on the right size.
Like one-sided.
Yeah.
Like 1 foot.
Yeah, yeah, you only get okay, you only get the one size and only thing. The right shoe. Yeah. 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 But
that's good. That's,
but
that's
we had
like a collectible.
Five. Yes.
It's kind of like a collectible. You know, you have to collect each one individually. Mm-hmm. But there's only one size and one side. You know, that's fine. I think it's good because actually, you know what? That's perfect because they'll put the right shoe on their left foot. It'll fuck that shoe up more. So they buy a new one to replace because the other one still looks.
They'll
good.
Break it in.
So they have to match.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll break it in.
They have. Yeah, exactly. They'll break it. So break it. There you go. It's like, was it planned obsolescence? That's
exactly.
Like
breaking the
same
right
thing
shoe
Apple
until
figured
it becomes
out.
A left shoe.
Yeah, that's how you
exactly.
Do it.
Exactly. I like this. All right, give me the pen. Let's
all right.
Sign these guys up.
Now we get to collect our check. So go ahead and write our check, please. Please write our check. Sure, I want sure. Our check, please. Go ahead and write that. Go ahead. Yeah, right there. That's okay. It's Terry
two
with three eyes
Terry
and an
Phil.
L.
You could just say, okay, make it out Terry. To Terry and Phil. And
Phil spelled F-I-L? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. F-I-L. Cool. All right. There you are. Shake hands.
Oh, your hand's all wet.
Yeah, sorry. It does that. Oh, thank you all. Thank you too for being here. Appreciate you guys being here because we just, you know, you're the no worries. We just got to get the audio in. We have some errors, you know, we got to redub over or also just stunts, you know, essentially because sometimes you got to say some risque stuff. And
I've been noticing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little so, out there.
Yeah.
You guys have the scripts, right?
Yeah.
Let me yep, here we go.
Okay. And I'm sorry. I always like to do this just because, you know, the new people. My name is Donovan. What was your name?
Oh,
just like
you're not David Lynch. I swear.
Oh no, sorry.
You sounded that's just like him, Donovan. I'm so sorry. I'm new. I'm not. I haven't done a lot of Hollywood your work yet. I don't recognize people very well.
Yeah. No worries. What was your name again, sir?
Oh, Gernth.
Gernth, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And who? Yeah, and you, sir?
Well, I'm Gibbledang, and I've hired Gernth here to speak for me and do all my lines, and I'm tired of Dala making me say racist things, so I've decided that now I'm gonna have Gernth over here. He's gonna do all that for me, so I think that's just gonna be better.
Sure.
What was it you said? You said they couldn't understand you when you tried to talk like a Britishman?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah. You got a good deal, though, with the studio. But anyways, we'll take it from the top. I think, Gibbledang, you start the lines, and Gernth can finish up the lines where where the blanks are. So whenever you're ready.
Well, do I need to wear this
sign? I'll fill in the blanks.
Do I need to wear the sign from Lethal Weapon 3? Is that really necessary?
Oh, that's not mine. Was that props that gave that to you?
Oh.
Or, like, did you bring that from
your trailer? I think they played a joke on you.
Well, my wife gave me this. Yeah. I gotta have a word with my wife.
All right. Anyways, whenever you're ready, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we got this distracted. All right, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. My name is Blank.
Gibbledang.
Okay. Sorry. That's not even a slur.
I can do it.
I don't need to
cut. Yeah, that's
they don't want me to say my name. I mean, I know I hired Gernth to say the slurs, but they Gibbledang's not even a slur.
Well, in the examples you gave me, I was listening through, and sometimes when you say your name, it's in a voice that's heavily characterized as a specific racial group. I think.
Well, that's what they sound like.
Which group?
I'm not, you know, I won't disagree with you. But I think that's the direction we're going in. Feel free to correct
me. Cut to Gibbledang saying his name in the mentioned clip. Hi, my name is Gibbledang, and I am here to introduce No Dumb Idea. Cut back.
Yeah, so I think it's just a little sensitive when you do old white man voice, and I think people just got a little He got a little upset.
Look, we're doing it in different regions, so each region can listen to the podcast in their own tone and own accent.
Did your voice change?
It's not racist.
Did your voice change mid sentence?
I edited it. Sorry, I had the microphone. I put on the voice.
You're a good editor. Yeah, wow.
Great editor.
We're working with the best of the business.
Editing on the fly.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you another one I have. Hey, Peter. How'd that sound? Did that sound like the guy from The Simpsons, right?
Is that Archer from Archer? Or wait.
Let me see if I have any others. Let me see. I think I got one more. I'll do this one. Brian.
Brian?
Yeah. Those are the two I had.
Wait, you're the editor? You know what, Gareth? You're fired. I'm hiring the editor to also be my new voice actor, because this guy's got it.
This happens every time.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Brian. What? Fuck you, Brian. Ooh, right. Brian, fuck
Let's
you,
take
Brian.
It from the top.
Yes.
How'd you know my real name? Gareth is my stage name. How did you know my real name?
Get out of here, Brian.
But anyways, let's take it from the top, Gibbledang. All right, if you want to start off again, and I'll fill in the blank.
Okay. Hi, welcome to No Dumb Idea. My name is...
Hey, Peter. Sure, that was a button, not a voice change.
All right, guys, it's me, Gibbledang. You know, I gotta introduce myself to all of you guys every time I see you. It's just a little thing I do. Just a little thing.
Yeah.
I forget a lot. Sorry,
Dala here.
So, as you know, the last director who is our last. We've gone through, I think, four directors today.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean, it's pretty typical. I think.
Kind of a low day. Usually, we go through a little bit more.
Yeah, I just you know, I want to get the because you know the 100th episode falls on me, so I want to get the. I just want to get it right. I want to get everything right. So I just went ahead and I hired a new director for us. They're going to be coming in any minute now.
Okay.
Oh, look, there they are. All
right.
And then he, or I guess I go around the corner and I come out. I come out as a bald man in a tuxedo.
Mm. Oi, so it's me, your new director, David Pinch. Yeah. Wait,
I like your horse whip.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, it's very necessary. Gibbledang actually recommended it to me.
Yeah? Did he have a riding crop ready to give you?
Wait, where is he?
That's a good question. I don't know where he...
Let me go look for him.
He ran off to.
Let me go look for him. And 5 minutes later. Oh, guys, I just ran into the director. Gibbledang. Coming
you
out.
Found him?
Mm-hmm. But yeah. He gave me all the notes. I gave him the horse whip. He said that I guess we haven't even started yet, so let me go.
Yeah, we haven't gotten our notes from him yet. We're still he was going to find you.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to go get him and we'll stay here.
We'll stay here.
As we always do.
Okay, yeah, let me go get him. Fuck. I didn't think about this. Fuck. It's me panicking behind the curtain. Fuck, what am I doing?
Sometimes the directors can be rude.
I'm changing.
Yeah.
I'm changing. I'm putting my bald cap on. I'm like, fuck, I wanted us all to do a scene together, but now this is not what it turned into. Fuck.
Yeah. It's like, did you hear that voice, though? Like, it's like, why you gotta talk like that, bro? Like, grow up. Talk normal.
I know. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
It's a fake accent.
It's me.
100%. Oh, hey. Sorry. Hey.
David Pinch.
What was it, Mr. Finch?
David Pinch.
Pinch.
Actually, David. Pinch. David. Pinch. No. Yeah, it's David.
You're the
Pinch.
And you're the director.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you mocking me?
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Keep doing that. Actually, yeah. I like that voice. Keep doing that voice. And you, Dala, do a voice like that. And Gibbledang, come back out and do a voice like that. I'm gonna go back in the director's room, and we're gonna play this scene out. You two, you three are bald transporters. you're all trying to transport the same package, and that's going to be a bit in episode 100. All right. Here, Gibbledane, come out.
All right.
Yeah, it goes back out. Fuck, I'm so fucking tired. This was way more exhausting than I thought it would be.
Oh, it's me, all right. Dollar.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say start. I didn't say start. Right. Don't start.
Look, I'm doing my warm-up. Okay,
cool. Gotta get into character. Right,
gotta wait for...
Get into
you guys
character.
Gotta wait for me.
Red leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather? No, so, wait. No, wait.
No, that's all. Oh.
Red leather. Stroof. Yellow leather.
Stroof, bruv.
All right. All right, guys. It's me, Gibbledane. I ran into the director. He told me that he liked my accent and he wanted me to see a scene of the three of us as the transporter. And we're trying to transport the 100th episode.
Only.
All right. Scene. Let's start. All right,
blokes. I got the box. I got the 100th episode in this box. Let's get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
You got the box, mate. Fucking cunt.
You think you're going to be... You think you're going to hang on to that box? You think that? Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
You two, you were a couple of wise blokes, ain't you?
I won't say that. I'll say I'm mildly clever.
Okay, well, I like your honesty. You're very humble.
And I'm very, very wise.
You, on the other hand, you're not too humble.
The man who claims wisdom shows he has none.
I don't got wisdom, but I got the box. I've got the box.
I don't know about that, mate. I'm gonna have to take that box off your hands.
Over my dead body.
Because that's my job.
Over your dead body.
Box taker.
I can make that a promise.
I'd like to see you try.
You like to see him try. I'd like to see you see that with no eyeballs.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you with no clothes.
And I'd like to see you with no clothes, watching him with no eyeballs, watching him trying to take it from my dead body.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd like to see all three of us, no clothes, on top of the box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to see that from this chair over here in the corner.
That's what I thought.
Everyone just starts kissing.
I'm going to sit on the corner of this, watching it from the here. Where's there a bed in here?
And now I'm going to take the box. I've got it. Judo.
Perfect. Oh,
my knee. You judoed
my knee.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that was flawless. I'm good at accents. I have an accent coach, you know, as you could clearly tell.
Bloody accent. Bloody need one.
I think I'm stuck. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not too hard or not too easy.
I've been stifled. Oh, shit.
I just tricked you into being Statham. You just got Statham. Statham, everybody come on. Statham.
Oh, no. Statham. Oh, no. Statham.
Hey. Oh, the director was actually a camera the whole time.
Hey, look. I'm over there. I'm also over there, mate. I'm over there. Yeah. Look, you just got Statham.
Fucking cameras everywhere.
Unfortunately, being Statham, you can't go back from being Statham, so you do talk like this now.
It's permanent.
I'm actually not even the real Jason Statham. I'm just a guy who does the show who has also been Statham himself.
You got Statham first. Yeah. Fuck,
mate.
Fuck,
mate. I know, mate. It sucks,
mate.
It's
a contagious disease, mate.
It sucks, mate.
Does that mean our 100th episode, I'm going to be talking like this? Like a freaking child?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're going to have to name it Humvriff.
Humvriff.
The Humvriff.
Humvriff. With F.
H-U-N-V-R-E-F-F.
Humvriff.
I'm sorry. U-N-D-R-E-F-F.
I'm thinking.
It's the Andriff episode.
I'm thinking, Umvriff, and then just an F. Umvriff.
The Umvriff episode.
What do you know? I'm cured.
At the end.
Okay. Wow, I think that cured me. I think spelling out the ridiculous accent, like... I think, like, really looking at it, like, it undid something. I unraveled it in my brain. Because, like, once I saw how stupid they sound spelled out, I was like, oh, I can just grow up.
Just tell London and we can solve their problem.
Right? We can finally make them talk normal.
Quick. Spread the word. Someone email the queen right now. Right now.
You mean the king? Right?
Queen. King. Right?
Well, this episode is filmed.
You email her to her death, to beyond the grave.
Wait, what? She died?
You didn't know that yet? Oh, what? I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I was just breaking this to you. I know you guys were close.
I gotta go. Fuck. Damn. Shit. Fuck. No. I'll be. It'll be fine. I'll be back.
Before I keep forgetting Dala's knighted.
I'll be back. It'll be quick. It'll be within an hour. Clink, 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 clink. All right, silence in the court. We're all here for KDI's backpack burning incident. It's the people of Pennsylvania versus KDI. So I think we'll hear from the prosecution first.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Your Honor, we in the people of Pennsylvania, we are here today in order to try and ascertain just exactly how this incident came about, and try to find justice now, for those who were unduly burnt and unduly hospitalized.
I want to object. I just want to say that I was going to do that voice first, and it's
overruled. Oh, overruled. We can have two people
objection,
doing the voice.
Your Honor, objection. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
That is a good court case. Mm-hmm, that is a. Mm-hmm. But look, we can have two judges that have thick Southern accents.
Whoa,
that are simple.
Hasn't been done Southern before, accents. But I don't know. Yeah, that's a little.
That's
a little
fine.
Out there for me.
Sounds like quite a right,
no more
quite a sweaty courtroom, if you ask me. Full of lemonade.
Hey, it is a hot one, I suppose. It is a hot June. So, but anyways, I want the prosecution. Have you finished your claim, and then we can move on to the defense.
Other than, Your Honor, I don't know what these people expected, putting a hot, sloppy Joe meal into a silicone tube to be piped directly into people's mouths. Of course, this was going to end in serious injury.
All right, thank you, thank you. Defense lawyers, if you'd like to have your opening statement.
Now, Your Honor, clearly if people were if the audience here and the public weren't a bunch of fucking dummies, they would have read in the fine print that the KDI backpack is only made for cold sloppy joes. You're not supposed to put hot sloppy joes in there. You're only meant to enjoy cold sloppy joes. See, it's right there at the bottom. Look, everyone. Everyone, case in point, first piece of evidence. Why don't we go ahead and check?
Yeah, let's pull up evidence labeled A. Okay, yeah, as we see, it's a cold sloppy joes, everyone's favorite. Yep. That's a good point. Okay. Any rebuttals from prosecution?
I would like to say one thing, Your Honor. This does nothing to change the fact that they provided a tube which was to be inserted directly into the mouth of an individual, causing any harmful contaminants or temperature-wise or bacteria-wise to go directly
check
instead
again
of making a burn dispenser.
Objection. Objection. That tube was not meant to go into your mouth. I just need to put that on the record. The tube was not meant for oral entrances.
And where was it meant to go in?
Yeah, I was going to say, where's this entrance supposed to be then?
Filibuster.
He got me there,
ooh, the jury's all, he's got a good point. Alright, gavel. Okay,
gavel.
I believe there's some witnesses, if anyone would like to call witness to stand.
Your Honor, I would like to call my first witness, Miss Mary Sue Ellen. Now, she's here because her two young children bought this item from their favorite online influencers, and both of which have now been hospitalized with third-degree esophagus burns. Mary Sue Ellen, please take the stand.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I say thank you. I was really burnt up about that with my poor little son with that dumb little podcast, but I appreciate you taking my time.
Of course. Now, Miss Ellen, now, have you, do you remember the moment when you purchased these two items for your children?
I remember as if it were yesterday, because, it was a tragic thing, picking it up and seeing the receipt and all that.
Now, do you remember
the receipt?
Anything written on the product, on the advertisement, that warned that this should only be used with cold Sloppy Joe product.
Well, I did see something, but it looked like it was written in crayon on your prosecution, you know? It looked like it was added in afterwards, and
objection, evidence, item number one, where clearly these instructions were written on the back of each item in crayon.
Objection, Your Honor.
Objection, I believe the fence.
So
yes,
we shortly after printing out everything, we realized that we forgot to put the we forgot to put the warning on it. But we did in fact include the warning on every backpack. It just so happens to be presented in crayon.
Now, here is my point, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. The law says that these warnings have to be printed on these items in the advertisement.
But it does not say objection. It does not say you can't print in crayon. It does not say you cannot print in crayon.
Hold on. Gavel. Now, look, it's quiet in the court. As we all know, last year in 2024, there was the crayon v. Philadelphia defense, and in which we found that crayon can actually be added to products that post-publishing.
Now, here's my issue, Your Honor.
That is stand at this point.
It still must be print. And if you look at Exhibit A, you will see that crayon writing right there is cursive.
Oh, the jury. Ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's cursive. It's cursive.
Yeah,
oh,
all of a sudden, like,
quite the opposite of print.
Yes, yeah, so you're like, hello? Guys, they're waiting for you on set. What are you doing?
Huh? We're just...
Rehearsals. This is rehearsals.
For what?
Well, we're just practicing. What? So, like, you know those news stories that keep coming out of, like, the people burning themselves on the backpacks?
Why are you all dressed like Colonel Sanders?
Why? Even the judge.
Why aren't you? Yeah. Looks like someone missed the memo. Look at this guy.
Yeah, we're getting character.
Dork.
Guys, you're probably missing from the email.
Someone didn't know it's Colonel Sanders Day.
the national holiday.
Okay, fine. Now we gotta actually work.
Well, come on, this is the exciting part. This is like our project, you know? I know this whole thing, this whole podcast is our project, but like, you know, there's so many people involved with this now. This is like our thing. We get to write the biopic, you know?
I was gonna say, all the podcasts was built up for our biopic. Like, that was just, you know, the work for the biopic.
Mm-hmm. Because we're the important ones.
Yeah. And we could cast ourselves as whoever, or like whoever for us. I mean, you know,
I just
like, maybe I want a Christopher Walken playing me or something.
But that makes sense. That'd be perfect. I don't know who would. Guys, I don't know who's perfect for me, honestly. And it's making me down in the dumps.
I'm sorry, man. Let's work together and try and figure it out. Because like, I'm sure we can find like something. You know, like off the dome. If I were to like just pull one out of my ass, I'm thinking
Chow Yun-Fat.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's handsome.
He's a great actor. I mean, I feel like he'd be able to bring the emotion.
I mean, I think...
He's got the same accent.
I think he'd be better for you. He's bald, and he has a beard. I think maybe we should keep that...
It's a little insulting to call him bald. I think his head's shaved. I don't like putting that label on other people unless absolutely necessary.
Unless necessary.
I don't like insulting them like that, you know?
Yeah, but he can pull off bald.
And honestly, he can pull it off.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's
maybe
closer to
he could pull off anything,
than
honestly.
What I got. You'd have to ask him to grow his hair out to play me. So, you know, I think maybe Idris Elba is you. Yeah, that'd be...
Okay. Well, has, like... Maybe we could get someone who already has, like, fluffy hair. Like, a lot of hair to work with. Then we can, like, cut to match. So, and then, you know, then we can make it work, you know? Like, Timothy Chalamet.
I was literally about to say Timothy, funny enough. I think you know, he's tall, slender.
Well, I don't think he's tall, but, you know, I was thinking maybe slender. Like, I don't know, I'm thinking Jackie Chan or, like, Chow Yun-Fat or...
I mean, they're a bit older.
Chan would make sense for how much kung fu you do.
That's why. And how much I'm often falling from buildings and grabbing things on the way down.
That happens a lot.
That's why we can't have a multi-floor studio anymore.
Yeah, you can only fall through so many awnings before you have to be played by Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. true.
I don't know. What about Randy? Was it Randy Park? Randall Park?
Ooh, Randall Park. That might he's be it. Cool.
Yeah, because with Jackie Chan, he's like he's still pretty old. So I feel like we need to find someone a little younger.
At the who I think Margot Robbie.
Oh,
I think Margot Robbie for Gibbleding, yeah.
Yeah, be just a little bit of a flex role for her, but like, wig. Or a little bit of a stretch role, but like, I think she could pull it off.
Yeah.
She's been doing some good work. I mean, you know, she's got On the Uprise from Barbie, mm-hmm. you know, next, you know, whatever else she's done. She have the KDI biopic, that you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for
I
you.
I think naturally, Dala.
Bring in
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that'd be...
I could
be...
see...
Is he acting still? Is he still doing stuff?
Can That's we the get thing, him? Though. That's the only thing I'm like, I don't know if he acts. Hmm. Well, he's got... I think he's
he
back
acts like
acting,
something,
right?
But I don't know if he does movies.
Correct.
Yeah. So, it's not bad. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else.
Well, I was also kind of thinking, like, I'm just feeling Danny DeVito, you know?
But he's...
I feel like he's always available, but he's old, too.
I feel like he's got the energy.
Wait, we need that energy, younger.
Yeah. We need Danny DeVito. Mm. We need Jack Black.
Who's a young Danny DeVito? Person.
Danny DeVito, Jack Black. We gotta do. No, we gotta stunt cast like this. We gotta stunt cast this. So
yeah. I do like Jack Black. Actually, we did Chris Pratt.
No, it's got to be somebody who's equally as short. I think the three of us should be short, pudgy men.
Like. Just like real life.
No, but like, what about the actors?
You got it.
Write that down.
Put that in.
Okay. Yeah, and then who do we want to direct this though? Too actually, that's how we gotta like not forget. Like, a movie's only as good as its director.
That's true.
So do we want like? Do you want a stunt cast this, or do we want to like? I don't know, like an artsy like. Thing.
Yo, here's like the who does the best what are the best directed movies that come out? It's always mediocre actors who are trying to make their pivot to directing.
Oh, directing.
So I'm thinking we have this like, you know, like think about like we'll have this directed by Zach Braff.
Oh, you know? Of Scrubs fame.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's true.
Scrubs.
Yeah. It could be called
So like
he's got some good comedy chops, you know.
No dumb scrubs. No or no dumb idea.
No scrub idea.
No scrub idea.
Yeah, no scrub idea. Yeah. No. And we'll have the TLC song as like the
idea. We'll find it. We'll find it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is just the draft, you know. Once we get picked up, we can
I just realized,
out, you know.
I found the perfect actor for me.
Who? Jason Statham.
Peter Dinklage.
So we got Peter Dinklage, we got...
Peter Dinklage,
and
a bald cap.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage, Danny DeVito, and Jack Black. Perfect.
Kevin Hart.
And Kevin Hart as our secret fourth host.
For the secret fourth host.
There you go. Yeah.
Honestly, that's perfect. Thinking that's of thinking the story, well. We got... there's so many good actors. I don't want Kevin Hart to just be the secret fourth host. It's a biopic. Mm-hmm. Let's just say
plus
that
then we got to hire The Rock too.
That's the thing. And
The Rock
could
play
deal.
Lag 9000.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we just say that there was a couple other members of the podcast and then we just get The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, every biopic you see, like the Weird Al one, they're not like, you know, it's not like one to one.
And
we'll need supporting cast
We could
too.
Say that it's we like, had oh, five is, members, you know, why not?
Yeah, or you can even just be like, when you know, it's like, here's Gibbleding as a kid, and it's played by Kevin Hart, who grows up into Jack Black.
Ooh,
as he gets older,
yes,
you know, like,
I like that.
If we're shifting things, you know, if we're taking some creative liberties, we're talking five male podcast hosts, five men in a group. Ooh. We're also a boy band.
Ooh,
so we make it so that we're also a boy band. We cash in on that K-pop Demon Hunter money.
Yes. And if we're talking statistics
into the boy band girl band again,
statistics amongst five men, we should keep looking that up. Follow that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we have five men, we should probably just have like one woman in the story too.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Who sits right in between, in like, uh, who, who, like, proverbial, like metaphorically, is, like, the center that all five of us revolve around.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be wearing something, like, nice and, like, pretty, a little revealing. Not, like, too...
Nice and revealing. Nice and revealing, but not a little...
Perfect. Too... All right, let's write this off and send it off.
Not a little too much. I'm still... I still wanna... I still like the tease, you know what I mean?
Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that character, she'll be played by Gibbledon.
Margot Robbie.
That's the big twist.
Oh, there you go. I like that. That's perfect.
No, her character's name is Margot Robbie, yeah. Played by Gibbledon.
I love it.
Oh, God. Hey, oh, sorry. It's me, Greg, the PA. Sorry.
Relax there, little guy. How could I help you?
I'm just... it's hard to relax. I have to help manage sound. I have to help with fucking... help with catering. I have to... just everything. Stunts, costumes, makeup, all that. Like, it takes so much to do, but, you know. Jesus.
Here, relax. Have some ketamine. He jacks your arm with ketamine. Now, what did you need?
Ooh, whoa.
It's me, the ketamine guy.
Shit, I'm so hot.
What can I get for you?
Oh. Thanks. I actually need some ketamine for Gibbledon. The usual dose.
Oh, okay, here you go. He jacks your other arm with the same... that'd be $300.
Oh, thank you. Put it on the tab, baby. Ooh. Runs off. Ooh. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, sorry. Is this prop department?
Yeah. 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 What is there? Are they requesting something again? Like, we still got a lot to make.
Yeah. What are you guys working on right now, actually?
Oh, God.
I have some more.
We have the trench coat made out of raccoons. Still not sure what that joke is. We have pile of bones. Over here we've got a map of Philadelphia with just the word A written on it.
All over it. That one actually looks perfect. The other two are gonna have to be scrapped. What? I just got word
the raccoon
from
coat?
High, sorry. They reworked the joke.
Do you know how many raccoons we had to catch for that?
I'm sure a lot.
Like at least six. Hey.
It's a really small coat.
I didn't do it. The interns did.
They had to cut it out. They had to cut out the joke. And the bones, the bones could probably come in handy though later. I'm sure. You know, just keep that in the closet. Somewhere.
I'll find a way to repurpose pile of bones. I mean, I feel like it's something always need.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like Halloween. You know, next Halloween or so. But no, they. You know, it's 100th episode, so they're just. I'm sorry. It's just very stressful for everyone, including me. You know,
The 100th. That's right. Right. They requested something for the 100th. Where is that?
Was it the giant statue of 100?
Big bag of dicks.
Oh, is that 100 dicks? Because they need 100.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we made sure. Cool. We made sure.
Those,
this is 100.
Put that next. Yeah, perfect with the map. Yeah. Careful, I don't know if you got word, but they. Oh, wow. This is sopping. What the? There's like slippery wet, too. Not even just like a wet, wet.
The whole bag.
Jeez. Oh, all right.
It leaves puddles every time you put it down.
Yeah. And then just one more thing. They wanted a big, big statue of Sidney Sweeney. I think that was, one of the hosts, I forget which one.
We were trying to get that one done. I mean, you can look at it. I'll be honest. It doesn't look a whole lot like Sidney Sweeney. We tried to get close, but pretty much once we got to a certain point, a lot of my sculptors just focused on one area. So that part looks really good. That one specific part of this looks real detailed, but the rest...
Yeah, her feet are immaculate. Like those look like real feet. Yeah. Yeah, those feet are just like...
Every toenail and cuticle.
Yeah, there's a hangnail on this one, too. It's like, wow, jeez. And then the rest of her looks like Lara Croft from, like, PlayStation era. Jesus. You know what? Okay. That's fine.
We work with real professionals here. They're good.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is fine. All right. Just keep on working on that stuff. I'm going to go... you know, catch up with catering right now. I'll catch you all later.
All right. All right.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Somebody give me a chisel to work on these pits.
Okay. Is this catering?
Yes, it is. It's,
it's Greg.
I'm sorry. They want me to call it a KDI-dering. It's
Yes. Oh, perfect. Thank you. They got that note. I was about to just say.
Yes, I know. They made me throw away all the food before because it wasn't made by Kay the Eidering. It's
sucked. I'm sorry about that again.
You made me do it.
Episode, you know, we just really want to make sure. I'm the messenger. You know, don't shoot the messenger. But you have all the food. It's on theme. Everything, you know, we have stuff that starts with the letter K over here and then D over here and then I over here. Like,
yes. You know, so we have
donuts in the middle and
so right here we have kraut, comma, sour. Over here we have
okay.
Kebab, comma, shish. What else? What else? All
right, perfect.
Let's move on to D. Over here we have donuts, like you said.
Yeah. Yes, the donuts, perfect. And see, met the right amount of sprinkles on each 17.
And then
each,
we have dog, comma, hot for the for other. Okay, so for, two, yeah, hot dog. Okay. And then I. What do we have for I?
Do you have the ice cream?
We do have ice cream? Yes, Dala, thank you. Yes, okay. Dala does love ice cream. And what?
Yeah.
Let me look.
Chef. We ran out of milk for the ice cream. Is there something else we should substitute for this? Yes. I don't know what we are going to use.
Pierre,
there's no more milk, though.
Don't need the stress.
Pierre, just mix in the horse milk that we have from the horses.
The horse milk. Oh, that's right. I'd go milk some more.
Remember,
did you buy female horses this time?
Yes. I will not make that mistake. Six times in a row. The last
milk was a little sour.
Oh, yes. Now remember, a little goes a long way. No, it's all fine. It's all fine.
Okay, so the ice cream's all good. Okay.
Foods that start with I. Ice cream, yes.
Is this the iguana meat that you have, too? Is that what that is?
No.
Oh.
Fuck.
Because I was gonna say, like, I don't even know where you'd get iguana meat. I mean, I guess Florida, but interesting. What are you Googling it on your phone? What's chef?
Okay. Hello? This is a bullshit list. All the foods that start with I is just Italian, Indian food, and right here we have Indian food and Italian food.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take it. You know, it's. You know, this is a perfect chef. Oh, chef's kiss. Okay, I think I gotta. Sorry, I'm behind schedule. I gotta run over to makeup. I think gym leader Nate's on. Actually, sitting down getting makeuped up right now by the makeup artist. So, I'll catch you later, chef.
Oh, I'm sorry. Instant noodles and Italian sausage.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Chef, those were only male horses.
Oh well, strike number 7.
Oh well, let's go get some more.
Knock, 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 knock. Makeup artist's room. Hello? Can I come in? It's me, Greg, PA. Just gotta make sure everything's going well.
Fine, come in.
Oh, hey. Finished with makeup for Nate already or no?
We're just finishing up. He's in the chair over there, but he keeps making a fuss. Every time we want to put just a tad of glitter paint on his bald ass head.
Mommy,
Arjus,
Mommy, his bald ass head can't, the glitter can't stick to his bald ass head. I don't know what to do.
See, my assistant is flabbergasted because we can't get the glitter on.
What you gotta do with Nate, I forgot to mention, you have to, it's kinda like jiggling keys. You have to have some memes. You just have to have, like, a phone in front of him with some dumb memes from, like, you know, from teenagers, like, 6, 7 or whatever. Just keep that rolling.
Of course. I should have figured. Assistant, please. Trisha, could you, like, pull up Subway Surfers or something?
Yeah, perfect. And if he fusses after that, too, fill up a bottle with some diet soda and just pop it in. And he'll actually, it might even put him out.
Pop it in the microwave for a little.
Diet soda!
Pop it in the microwave for a little bit and then,
yeah. Use the microwave. You need to heat it up a little. Perfect.
Now, all right. I just have to double check. Do we actually have to wax his asshole? According to him, it's part of the requirements, but we need to double check.
There's a big stunt coming on in the 100th episode. Exactly at 47 minutes in, He needs the ass shaved. It's gonna be mandatory for that stunt.
You're kidding.
No. It's gonna be
like you literally have to be joking.
So he's gonna, so okay, I'll explain the joke. It's gonna be, I mean, the setup is gonna make whatever that part, whatever, it'll make sense. But it's gonna be a part where his butt's gonna be all lathered up and oiled up, and he's gonna be sliding, and it's kinda like a, what is that, curling, you know, where he's gonna land on, it's gonna be really funny in context, but so I know it's not really funny now, but imagine with the hair. It's
gonna, no, that's pretty good.
The friction.
And okay, now that I hear it, that's pretty good. All right, Trisha, start lathering him up. Get ready.
I don't think that we have enough wax for for a hole this big.
No excuses.
I can't
Sorry,
do that.
She always talk. She's always talking back.
Ugh. I can't look. If there's also a problem, you can here. Just I give like a ticket to you. Take this to the ketamine guy, and you get yourself a free dose if you really need. But we really need this stuff done. Okay.
Oh, okay, Trisha. I'm going on 10.
Right. I'm out. I gotta go.
Quiet on set. We're going to start filming for episode 110. Everyone in their seats, in their spots. Find your lines.
Gosh.
Is this, am I in this seat, the left seat? Am I in the left seat?
I mean, it does say Nate on it, so I hope so.
Fuck, really? Fuck, it does.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, let me.
Did you get hammered again, Nate?
You're sitting in Nate's seat. No! Okay. You have no proof.
You're supposed to get hammered.
You didn't get hammered. Dala and I are hammered as hell, as heck even.
I even stopped by the ketamine guy for a little upper.
Mm-hmm. I just did heroin real quick. Is that okay?
fuck. I think that should be fine.
It's the 100th episode. Yeah, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm a feminist, so I try to do heroin as much as possible. Okay.
Wow, you've perked up very quickly since you started talking. That's
sorry.
Awesome. It looks like the heroin's kicking in. It's really living you up.
Yeah.
I hear it works faster than hemorrhin, so, you know.
Hemorrhin?
Well, I was thinking, I think for Nate, he needs a Baldurin.
Do they make that?
Heroin.
Yeah, I mean, they make a bunch of different. I once took some Alderin, you know.
Rogainerin?
They destroyed Alderin.
Oh,
they did eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, but
Darth Vader blew that
knock knock.
The stress from that is when I lost my hair.
Guys,
hello. Yeah.
Can we get the ketamine guy?
So we asked you.
You're the ketamine guy.
We asked you to come on set like 2 days ago. We've kind of just decided to cut our losses. You know, the KDA movie, like any biopic, we're just gonna kind of do whatever we want. So we just, you guys go ahead, go home. Mm. We're gonna take it from here.
I was gonna show my balls.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, he shaved his ass.
They just shaved my asshole.
Like half a day.
Well, look, we got better balls and assholes right over here. The Rock, we got the Rock, Peter Dinklage, Jack Black, Margot Robbie, Kevin Hart.
Those are some pretty good assholes.
Danny DeVito. Yeah, come in.
Now you're saying Margot Robbie, but that looks just like that looks. Wait, Gibbledang, why are you standing over there?
Shut up.
Where's the ketamine guy?
Shut the fuck up.
Look, we'll leave, but we're still getting paid, right? Like,
you guys
are still getting our contract.
We showed up.
You guys weren't getting paid from the beginning.
What the? I thought we were getting paid in ketamine. Wait, you mean I owe money?
Fuck. And then suddenly the assistant goes, he poofs you guys away.
I'm the trash man. Where's my lines? Where am I sitting?
Danny!
Well, you'll be sitting right over here. And this is where we can engage in a quite intellectual conversation.
Obi-Wan!
It's I. Surprise guest Obi-Wan.
Yeah, and Margot Robbie, you look stunning. I love
Yes.
You just look so great.
Margo, you do look absolutely fabulous.
Yes, sir. All right. Shall we?
Yes, Margo.
Shall we start?
Yes, Margo, you're looking fantastic.
All right, everyone. At your best.
You are. Well, let's get into it.
All right.
Five.
Margo, you're starting.
Yes, okay, we're all going to stop. Yes. Five. Four. Three. Two.
Listening to No Dumb Idea.